Love plant protein? Love a great deal? Get the best 100% natural and delicious plant protein at 50% savings at Aneva.com. For a limited time, when podcast listeners buy one plant protein canister, you'll get your second canister absolutely free. Use code PODCAST at checkout to get the best plant protein deal in America. Go to ENIVA.com and enter code IHEART at checkout to get yours. That's ENIVA.com. And start shopping and saving today.
WWTC Minneapolis, St. Paul. FM 107.5, K298CO, Minneapolis. Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Egyptian officials say Hamas is preparing to release more hostages.
The swap comes on the second day of a four-day ceasefire that has allowed much-needed humanitarian aid into Gaza. On the first day of the ceasefire, Hamas released 24 hostages and Israel freed 39 Palestinians from prison. Israeli citizen Gruner Bebenishti told the AP Israelis hope all the hostages will be released, adding, "But every step like this is a moment of joy." In the West Bank, the father of a released prisoner, Nasser Amane, told the AP he could not be joyful for his daughter's release. He explained why. "The first reason is because of what's happening to our people in Gaza, where it's not permissible for me to be happy."
And that report from correspondent Karen Chamis. Again, more prisoner exchanges are now underway. This is SRN News.
This week on the Michelle Tafoya podcast.
Tiffany Justice of Moms for Liberty.
Instead of the government system listening to the parents who are the stakeholders, they shut us down. They literally shut off our microphones. They changed citizen input at school board meetings. One of our own moms called by an FBI field office after having spoken at a school board meeting. You're making peanut butter and jelly in the morning, and you have an FBI agent calling you about your speech.
Stream the Michelle Tafoya podcast at Salem Podcast Network.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab of Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything.
Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Have you filed for disability benefits but were denied by the Social Security Administration? Or do you need to apply and are overwhelmed with paperwork? Are you between the ages of 50 and 63 and can no longer work because of an illness or injury? Thousands of hardworking Americans are in your situation. They file for disability benefits and are unnecessarily denied their much-needed benefit check. Call now for a no-obligation, free evaluation. We can help you nearly double your chances of approval and get your benefit checks faster. We understand the physical, emotional, and financial impact. We'll share our insider expertise and help you get your disability claim filed and paid immediately. There is a time limit to apply, so call right now. Operators are standing by to help you.
800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. 800-296-1553. That's 800-296-1553.
Advantage Auto Glass is your local auto glass specialist for over 20 years. Expect a lifetime warranty and no insurance hassle. Visit replacemywindshield.com. Replacemywindshield.com.
The following program was pre-recorded, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
Good morning, I'm Dr. Kerry Galban. Welcome to Open Your Eyes Radio. Please listen as I discuss the newest information in the world of health, nutrition, and sports every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Time on AM 1280 The Patriot. Also, please share your thoughts by emailing me at drkerrygalb@gmail.com. That's drkerrygalb@gmail.com, and visit my website, drkerrygalb.com. Few things feel as amazing as a good belly laugh, especially laughs that cause tears streaming down your cheeks. Not only does laughter feel good, but laughter causes amazing health benefits. Research studies show laughter improves breathing, helps circulation, lowers stress, improves your immune system, improves pain threshold and tolerances, and enhances mental functioning. Today's guest, Peru's own author, Carlos Sueldo. Carlos is a trained architect turned airport employee so he could travel the world. Carlos speaks seven languages and is the author of the hysterical book, and I mean hysterical book, called Airport Stories. Carlos, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you so much. May I speak now?
Yes, Carlos. Yes. Tell us,
okay.
Why did you write the book?
I wrote the book because working as an airline employee, and when you experience something that you would have never imagined, I said, "Wait a minute, something's happening here." I've been drawing caricatures since I was 5 years old. And when I started working at the airport, my co-workers would tell me, you must write a book. You have to write a book. After more than 20 years, I was always working and rushing. Once that I retired, I said, wait a minute, it's time to make the book, to write this book. I decided to take art lessons in Peru. Or I was either in person in Lima, because I commuted from Houston to Lima, or I would take and using my laptop classes online. And my teacher said, what is it that you want to do? I said, I just want to do art. Okay, so I said, I can start drawing, painting. And then I said to him, Akira is his name, Akira Chino. I owe him big time. He said to me, Carlos, what do you want to do? I said, I have so many stories from the airport. Do you think it's possible for me to write a book with caricatures? He said to me, if that's what you want, let's start working on it. And that's how we started.
So what did you do at the airport? What different jobs did you have?
I work in customer service. I work behind the counter. I work also as a gate agent, also in, service, in the service centers when flights are delayed or canceled. Also have some experience at reservations. But people come with the funniest stories you can imagine.
So let me ask you a question. Now, we can't give away what airline you work for, but people that come in late, give us a couple of stories about they close the door and you can't get up. You know, there's a 10-minute or 15-minute, 20-minute. They close the airline, the door to the airplane, and you can't get on. But then there's people who start arguing. Tell us about some of those stories.
Oh, they would call me all kinds of names. Sometimes they come late and some passengers are very responsible. They take responsibility and say, Carlos, I'm sorry I got here late. What can you do for me? So I'll do my best. Sometimes they will show up and start cursing and call me names from F words to the end. And I understand they can curse and I would say, okay, you're okay to vent, but I cannot continue a conversation or dignified conversation for you cursing at me. They wouldn't. For example, I remember one time this pastor showed up going to Minneapolis. The flight was already closed and gone. I said, I have to make the flight. You cannot make this flight tonight. It was the last flight of the night. He called me all kinds of names. He needed to see his son. He asked me if I had children. I said, I have five. At that time, I didn't have even one kid. I said, yes, I have five. He said to me, okay, I hope the little one gets sick tonight. So that wasn't nice. And I said, yeah, I hope so too. No, maybe he drops dead. How about that? And he didn't know what to say because, I mean, I believe in respect. If you do respect me, of course I respect you. But if you do not respect me, I don't think you deserve any. And I'm sorry if I'm harsh or ugly on that, but that's how I feel. I mean, I understand customer service is service people who need help, but some tolerance and respect and dignity is both needed. They're both needed.
How about people that come and they have these giant dogs and they say they're emotional support dogs?
Well, they come with a dog that looks like a hyena. And then emotional support. I have a coworker bitten by an emotional support dog. Bitten, and it's a big problem. I'm not saying the dog had rabies, was probably healthy. But is that an emotional support of a vicious and ferocious animal? That's a joke. I know your wife is Mexican, and I do not want to offend any Mexicans, but I had close to Thanksgiving, I had this Mexican guy with a little piglet, right? Pig. He said it was his emotional support. And among them, the family members, they were laughing. And I was just saying, wait a minute, is that your emotional support or you're bringing dinner for grandma at the other end, right? I mean, and he was laughing. I said, Carlos, you can't let us get by. I said, no. Do you have a letter from us, like a psychiatrist or something that will support what you're telling me, that the pig is an emotional support animal? He couldn't. He left it.
So did he leave it for the people?
His family members.
Oh, not for the people at the airport for lunch or something.
No, I would have eaten it, but no. It has happened before also. It has happened, lobster that cannot be taken alive. And then this Chinese lady one time brought a lot of lobsters. And they were not dead. They were alive. And she wanted to check them in a big container. But they were alive. And she had to eat them.
And what happens with the lobsters? Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, the airport people ate them.
Yeah, because she left it. That was going to be trash. Somebody just took it home and cooked it.
And I heard about somebody wanting to bring an ostrich on the plane once. It might have not been with you guys, but as an emotional support.
Yeah. I've seen that. I think I saw it on TV I saw it.
And in your book, you had a story about it. Someone said a person was emotional support.
Oh, yes. This girl was going to Canada. I believe it was Toronto. So I knew her because you can read before you go to the gate or as soon as you get there if there's any special request, if there are any. So I knew there was an emotional support. I identified the passenger when I went, and it's in my book. When I went to speak to her, I said, oh, I have a question. I need to ask you something, a favor. Oh, I understand you have an emotional support. Oh, yes, that's what I want to talk to you about. And she says to me, I have a question. Do you think my boyfriend can go instead of the dog? I said, he can, yes, if he doesn't have a ticket. Oh, no, he doesn't have a ticket, but he really supports me. Okay, we're talking about an international flight. He has a passport. Okay. I was about to ask him, does he know how to bark at least? But I didn't. I was just like, wait a minute. You want me to let your boyfriend go instead of your emotional support dog? Yes. Okay, that's going to be a no-no. Then she went and told him, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. And then he said, you tried, right? Yeah, I tried. Okay. That was the end of the story. But all the stories on my book, they're all real.
They're all, you know, I've sat next to somebody on a plane and they've had this huge dog you know, underneath their legs.
Right.
And then the passenger gets up. He starts walking up and down the aisles. And then the dog got up and started walking up and down the aisles. And they couldn't corral the dog. You know, the flight attendants, they were trying to corral the dog. How often does things like that happen?
I would say often. Everything that happens on my boat happens on a daily basis. This is a generic thing that happens at the airport and any other carrier. I had a friend telling me there was
Hold that there. Where would Carlos Welda, Airport Stories, his book. This is Dr. Kerry Gell for Open Your Eyes Radio. We'll be right back.
Healthcare has become impersonal, too complicated, and time-consuming. The Apple Valley Eye Care Team wants to be your family's all-encompassing eye care professional. Our advanced technology and comprehensive eye exams enable the Apple Valley Eye Care Team to detect changes early for the best care. Conveniently located off Cedar and 147th Street, with easy and flexible scheduling, Apple Valley Eye Care wants to be your family's go-to for all things eyes. Search Apple Valley Eye Care and schedule an appointment today.
Does your eye supplement have all three macular carotenoids? Hi, it's Dr. Kerry Gill, host of Open Your Eyes Radio. What sets Macu Health apart from other eye supplements is the inclusion of the third essential carotenoid, mesozeaxanthin. Numerous peer-reviewed studies prove that supplementing with all three macular carotenoids guards the eyes against oxidative stress, free radicals, and harmful blue light more than taking lutein and zeaxanthin alone. Macu Health nourishes and replenishes the macular pigment so patients can maintain a lifetime of retinal health, also protecting against eye disease such as age-related macular degeneration, improves visual performance, and reduces eye strain and fatigue. And for patients with advanced macular degeneration, there's Macu Health Plus, a supplement based on the AREDS2 formula. It also has mesozeaxanthin and a lower, safer level of zinc. To learn more about Macu Health's innovative line of supplements, visit MacuHealth.com. Macu Health, nutrition you can see.
Are you or a loved one struggling with drug or alcohol use? Maybe you're not sure if it's addiction or if treatment's needed. If so, you're not alone. According to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, 19.3 million people aged 18 or older had a substance use disorder in the past year. Hazelden Betty Ford offers a free confidential assessment. Inpatient, outpatient, and virtual options are available. It's time to take back your life. Hazelden Betty Ford can help. This message sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and the station.
I'm Scott from the History Unplugged podcast. History can be a bit of a tongue twister with its weird sounding names of people, places, and things, but it really isn't that confusing. History is the story of who we are and how we comport ourselves while soaring to victory in battles over forts, seaports, and cities that fortunately thwarted the schemes of villains and their blood sports, like the 1415 Battle of Agincourt. It's about legal battles in courts, about the contortion of torts over the retorts of consorts that turned into kangaroo courts. I exhort you to listen to History Unplugged on the podcast player of your choice, and you can listen to it while wearing shirts, shorts, skirts, skorts, or jean shorts.
Does your child wear glasses to see clearly at a distance? Did you know there are special contact lenses they can wear to alleviate this problem and promote their ocular health as they grow older? The team at Apple Valley Eye Care have expertise in myopia management, and they work with top industry leaders. Call the Apple Valley Eye Care team and make an appointment to see how they can help your loved ones now. Apple Valley Eye Care has appointments available, so search Apple Valley Eye Care and call today. That's Apple Valley Eye Care.
We're back with Carlos Welda, Airport Stories, written in cartoon book format. These are all real stories, and Carlos is our guest today. And if you want to go to his website, it's CSueldo, C-S-U-E-L-D-O, airportstories.com, if you want to buy his amazing, very funny book to help you laugh. So tell us another great story, Carlos.
Okay, this is another great story about pets in cabin. This, I did not experience this, but my friend had a person next to her with a cat, pet in cabin. Okay, the cat needed to go to the bathroom. She didn't take the cat to the bathroom. The cat made poopy in the middle of the aisle, and she did not pick it up.
No, huh?
No, so that was not nice.
No, and the flight attendants, I guess, had to pick it up, huh?
Yeah, but that was That's not their job. I mean, she should be. Yes. I mean, they had to clean it because you don't want all the people stepping on it. But that was ridiculous. But if you go to the book and you can see all the real stories, like, for, did you see the lady who showed me the passport?
Tell us about that. So I did. I read the whole book.
It's okay. Story. You read the whole book. That's a good thing. The lady came up to me, very distinguished, well-spoken, white lady, sounded professional. Okay. I was flying in business class. I said, hi, miss, how may I help you? Can you please check me in? Okay, that's fine. She was tall, high heels, kind of good shape. She hands me her passport. It was the first weeks I was working. I saw the passport was a man, no hair, with a beard. a little mark here in the nose. I was like, I started shaking. I was like, what is this? And then she looked at me in the eye and she said to me, please do not embarrass me. This is who I am. And I said to myself, okay, do whatever you want, but at least provide a password that reflects who you are. But of course, you're not supposed to tell anybody because they might feel offended, right? Or discriminated.
Right.
And then, okay, that's my brother.
Oh. Turn your camera off, brother. Turn your camera off.
Okay. He's done. So I asked her for her passport. She shows me a passport with a man bigger than what she was and no hair with a beard. I asked my supervisor, I said, Carlos, can you at least recognize if this person is who she is? And I said, I think she is. So I just went quick back to her and I did apologize. I said, oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I checked her in and said, you have a safe travels or have a good trip. Thank you very much. And that was very...
And where was she going?
I believe it was Paris.
Okay, now coming back from Paris, is she going to be able to get away with that passport?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so? Okay. Yeah, now, what is that a baggage claim? You know, people lose luggage.
I had my friend Carmen working there once. I happened to be there because I didn't work in baggage that much. But one time I went to her and I said, oh, sir, yes, I do have your bag here. The passenger told her, do you think I'm an idiot? I know it's not my bag. Then she says, I'm not calling you an idiot, but can you please verify your name? Good enough. She had a name tag for him with his name and last name. He had his own written name tag. And he did take the bag. He didn't say, I'm sorry. I apologize. I was wrong. Yes, this is my bag. He just grabbed it and he started cursing and he left.
So. Yeah, I mean, people, when they go to the airport, they want to be somewhere that sometimes they have to be to a wedding. They have to be somewhere that's so important. And I think the worst of people come out sometimes at the airport. I have a really interesting story that happened to me recently and that I'll share with you. I was flying to West Palm Beach from Newark. Okay. And this kid comes on the plane.
Right.
And he, you could see that he was, he was under the influence of drugs, drugs,
yes.
All, but probably under the influence of drugs. And he was, all his belongings were in a plastic bag and in the seat not directly in front of me. There was an older woman sitting in front of me, must have been in her 70s, but she was in the middle seat. And then there was another person who was deaf, which I realized after, because I didn't see at the beginning, with a dog, a protective dog for this person who was deaf. And this kid sat in the middle seat, and he was trying to put his belongings up at the top. But because right. He was on drugs, as he would put one piece of clothing in, another piece would drop out of the plastic bag, and he kept going like this. And then he's trying to shove everything up. And then one of the flight attendants comes over and they put it in a plastic bag and they get him settled. And I could see as we're going on the flight, he's fighting with the older lady in front of me.
Oh my God.
I thought he was going to hit her. I really thought
it happens.
And, you know, he was probably in his 20s, and I'm sitting watching this, and they came by with the food. And because I'm 1K, because I fly a lot, I get this free box of food.
So okay, nice.
The flight attendant, give it to the kid, hoping that it'll calm him down, giving the kid.
And right.
That's all these magic markers and his phone. And he keeps dropping his magic markers and he's laying on top of the older woman next to him, picking it up. He'd pick up one magic marker, another magic marker would drop. And he has all these pictures that, you know, like a 10 years old, looks like old family pictures. And so I went back and I spoke to the flight attendant and I said to the flight attendant, you know, what's going on? Why do they allow this kid to get
right.
And he's obviously under the influence. And they said, well, the marshals made us take him.
Wow.
So we didn't want him, but they, you know, I'm not going to say the airline, but they dumped him on us. And we didn't want this kid. I said, you know, let me switch with the older lady. I think I could calm him down. I already gave him the food. You know, I have a connection with him. And so she goes to the older lady. She goes to the older lady. Across the aisle is her husband. And the older lady and this kid are fighting. And she's like,
oh, wow.
I'm trying to rest, you know, and the kid is saying, you know, I'm just trying to be nice. And he's under the influence. So everybody else is invisible, really, except for him. So after talking to the flight attendant, she said, the gentleman, which is me, is willing to switch seats with you. So the woman goes, well, this is my seat. I don't want to switch seats. So I said, well, I tried, you know, I tried.
Right.
I don't want to switch seats. You know, I try to do my duty because, you know, but I'm afraid this guy's going to hit her and we're going to land in North Carolina. I'm not going to get to Newark. I'm not going to get to Newark. So finally, you know something? I will switch with him. So I switch seats with the lady and I'm sitting next to this kid and he starts telling me he's on drugs and he's got his drugs in his suitcase. Are they going to check his suitcase underneath? You know, where they carry the suitcases. And I try to distract him and I look at the pictures and I see the pictures and I go, who is this? You know, he goes, oh, that's my father. He committed suicide. I go, who's this? He goes, this is my brother. He committed suicide.
Oh, no.
He goes, this is my mother. She has cancer. And he goes, I really need some heroin. I need my fix. And I'm talking to him and I'm telling him, you know, listen, you can't worry about other people. You just got to think about yourself. And he's telling me he's going back. He's going to Pennsylvania once he lands in Newark to go into rehab. And I have him pretty calm. And I never saw them fly so fast back to Newark. Usually it could take up to 3 hours. Usually it's 2 hours and 15 minutes. It's just a little long story, but, you know, but this flight is taking like an hour and 45 minutes and they're starting to descend. And he goes, I was in the military. I was a pilot. I love when we're landing. He jumps up over the girl next to him who's hearing impaired, opens the window, and with no regard for the girl next to him, and bangs into the couple in front of him.
Unbelievable.
And the guy sitting in front of the hearing impaired woman with the dog turns around, and they start getting into a verbal altercation. And he says, I'm going to beat you up. I'm going to beat you up. We're going to get into
a threat.
And it goes, and now it's like full war between the two of them. And I'm trying to calm him down. And I said, listen, you know, whatever I said to him, you know, calm down, whatever. And, you know, I said, you know, you got to worry. I didn't say calm down because that just makes people worse. So I said to him, you know, we got to worry about ourselves in these situations.
Exactly.
You know, this is a very difficult situation. We're going to be on the ground in just a minute. Finally, thank God we land. I figure, okay. Right before we land, I forgot to tell you, one of the flight attendants comes up to me and says, you know, I just want to thank you for what you're doing. We're going to give you either $75 or 6,000 free miles. What do you want? So I said, I'll take the 6,000.
I'll say so too.
You know, so I took the 6,000 miles. We're on the ground. Now this kid has to make a phone call and he can think of the phone number, you know, because they're supposed to pick him up from rehab. And he goes to me, can you call? I want to talk to my girlfriend. So he goes, the number is 561-777-777-512-976. I go, that's not a phone number. I go, he's going like this, and he's trying to think of the phone number. He's trying to think of the phone number. And then finally he comes up with the phone number, and I dial it for him. And he's making the phone call. He's talking to his girlfriend. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to finish the story, and then I'm going to ask you to comment on it. We're talking to Carlos Swaldo. He wrote Airport Stories, and he has a lot of crazy stories like the one I'm telling you. It's in cartoon book format, and it's a great book. It's a lot of fun. We'll be right back.
GodTube.com. Inspiration, comedy, music, faith, and fun. Get the best of GodTube every morning and start your day with a smile. Great faith-based videos sent to your inbox daily when you subscribe at GodTube.com, a division of Salem Media Group.
Does your child wear glasses to see clearly at a distance? Did you know there are special contact lenses they can wear to alleviate this problem and promote their ocular health as they grow older? The team at Apple Valley Eye Care have expertise in myopia management, and they work with top industry leaders. Call the Apple Valley Eye Care team and make an appointment to see how they can help your loved ones now. Apple Valley Eye Care has appointments available, so search Apple Valley Eye Care and call today. That's Apple Valley Eye Care.
I went to the eye doctor the other day with my daughter Maggie. I was shocked when the doctor told me that my daughter was already becoming nearsighted. It turns out that this problem affects more than 40% of Americans. My eye doctor thinks this disease is getting worse. Perhaps it's getting worse because of kids' prolonged time spent playing with smartphones, or maybe because kids now spend less time outside. My genetics probably aren't helping her a whole lot, being nearsighted myself. But the good news is that the doctor told me about a new FDA-approved product called MySight. This specific one-day contact lens is already worn by thousands of children in the U.S. It is proven to slow down the progression of nearsightedness. And best of all, Maggie loves these contact lenses. The doctor taught her how to use them. Now it is so exciting to see her have even more success in the classroom and when she plays sports. I recommend you visit OpenYourEyesRadio.com to find an eye doctor that specializes in this treatment program. Learn more at OpenYourEyesRadio.com.
The holidays will be difficult for many local families. Some will be forced to choose between paying for rent or buying groceries. No one should have to choose. You can help by ringing bells for the Salvation Army. Just 2 hours of volunteering at a kettle raises about $60. Your time will provide food, shelter, and care for families with nowhere else to turn. Sign up today at SalvationArmyNorth.org. Together, we can love beyond.
TheFishTwinCities.com is streaming your favorite contemporary Christian artists like Matthew West, Toby Mac, For King and Country, and many more. Stream along at TheFishTwinCities.com, download the free app, or listen on your Amazon smart speaker.
Healthcare has become impersonal, too complicated, and time-consuming. The Apple Valley Eye Care team wants to be your family's all-encompassing eye care professional. Our advanced technology and comprehensive eye exams enable the Apple Valley Eye Care team to detect changes early for the best care. Conveniently located off Cedar and 147th Street, with easy and flexible scheduling, Apple Valley Eye Care wants to be your family's go-to for all things eyes. Search Apple Valley Eye Care and schedule an appointment today.
We're back with Carlos Swaldo, who wrote Airport Stories, an hysterical cartoon book about the crazy things that happen at the airport. And just to finish my story, so the kid finally thinks of the phone number. He calls and he's speaking to his girlfriend. And at this point, people are shuffling off the plane and he's clogging the aisle. And now people can't get off the plane because he's using my phone and we're trying to get off the plane. So finally we get off the plane and I did my duty. I'm out of here. I run, I go to the bathroom, I come out, and all these people from the airport on the airline come up to me and start thanking me. They go, "Oh, I just want to thank you for what you did. You handled it great. You know, you're, you know, you just, that was amazing. Are you a marshal?" I don't know. I'm an eye doctor in New Jersey. I'm a podcaster. But I felt that I'm good with people. I felt I could get them under control. So how often does something like that happen, Carlos?
I'm not really sure how often it happens, but it does happen. It does happen.
And is typical for marshals to put somebody like that who's on drugs to put
there them are on? There are. We have marshals in the air, yes. And I think they are for our protection. And often it happens, I'm not really sure. But then I had a situation flying to Hawaii, and it was bad because this girl, 13-year-old, not molested, but was complaining to a relative that was sitting in 4 rows apart that she was being bothered by the guy sitting next to her. Mm. And then what was the problem? The guy sitting next to the 13-year-old girl asked her, do you have intentions to put implants when you get older? So she told her uncle, and her uncle went to beat him up.
In the middle of the flight to Hawaii.
To Hawaii. And then from Newark to Hawaii, you know, those are a few hours, right? The crew was excellent. The crew handled it very well. And they understood the uncle's frustration, right? And they handled it. They changed seats. And then what happened at the end, he was probably addressed by the police. And then that was the situation that the crew, I'm proud of that crew because they did take care of it. And then I'm glad they changed the girl's seat assignment. Because how would you keep the girl sitting next to this guy?
You know, and in my
situation, wait a minute. And the other passengers acted like you did.
Yes. And in my situation, when the kid got off they arrested him. They arrested the kid. Yeah. So
then I had a grandmother get arrested too.
Oh.
Grandma got arrested. Going through security. They called the police. They didn't tell her what it was. But, you know, TSA will detect. At that time, I believe marijuana was not legal. She had marijuana, not much, but in her carry-on. And they kept on asking, is this your carry-on? Is this your carry-on? Is this your carry-on? Then grandma said, okay, it is my carry-on. It's not my carry-on. My son let me use his carry-on. Oh, because then they told her what it was. And I'm not sure if she got arrested. Now, I'm looking back. I think they did contact the son. And I'm not really sure she got arrested. I think she did. I think she was like maybe 82, 84.
Is that right? How about when people try to sneak on heavy bags on the plane?
Oh, I had one too. I had a friend of mine, a co-worker. She's a heavy set, okay? And when she told, we have a box to measure the size of a carry-on, and she told the passenger, I don't think your bag is going to make it because it's too big. And they said, do you think you can let it fit in the carry-on? You know what he said to her? It will, maybe if you sit on it, meaning like, your pepa, like big, you sit on it, make it flat. That's the only way it will fit in the box. And then she said, she just grabbed the bag and said, get on board. It has to be checked. That was the end of the story. I mean, she did justice, right, to herself. But there are so many situations.
And you had a thing in the book about a rapper in first class.
Yes, I didn't like that because if I see somebody who you can not judge book by the cover, right? You don't know. Okay, these were rappers, black kids, and I'm colorblind. You know, if you're black, white, Chinese, I don't care. I'm not racist. I'm not prejudiced. I discriminate somebody who does not act as a human. If you don't give me the respect that I deserve, I don't like you. I don't care if you're black or white or whatever. Okay, make sure. The rappers were in line in first class. This lady went straight to them and told them she was totally wrong. Excuse me, why are you here? You don't belong here. This is first class, because it was the line for first class. And the rapper said, well, you don't think we're first class because we're black? We're all in first class. Then she did have to apologize. And there were other kids there that they knew them. So they started running like, you saw my drawing, right? They said, wait, I can't even remember. I put WTF rap group. I don't remember the name. But then I remember there were fans and they were asking for autographs and everything. So they were true rappers and they were all in first class. And, well, the lady had to leave and apologize and just had to leave.
So how often do you get somebody that's famous that you deal with that maybe you don't recognize?
Every day. Yeah.
Okay, here we go. So Okay. Tell us about some famous people that you've seen at the airport.
Britney Spears. when she was alive. Oh, this is a good story. Celia Cruz. I don't know. Have you heard about Celia Cruz? Salsa singer?
No, she's tell us about famous.
She's very famous. And she used to remember me. She did not remember my name, but she used to call me El Peruano because she knew I was from Peru. And one time, oh, El Peruano. It's like, she would come to me. And at that time, I have my brother, my youngest brother, was going through depression. And I told her, Celia, do me a big favor. Is it possible for you to send your picture with an autograph to my brother in Peru just to lift him up? And she told me, I'm going to cut my veins. Like if within a week, your brother does not receive a picture with an autograph from me. And then she FedExed me in New Jersey and my brother Fico in Peru. And we both got the picture and it was autographed by Celia Cruz, which is a legend in the Hispanic culture. And I felt really good.
It's great to hear a nice story about a celebrity. Any other celebrity stories that come to mind?
Not much because, you know, Dr. Curry, I don't watch TV that much. So my friends are amazed. Like sometimes they would come like also singers, Los Juanes, also Hispanics. And I would say, who were they? And I didn't know about them. And they would tell me I'm not really familiar with them. But then some of the Kennedys, I believe. The one who crashed in an airplane.
How about athletes? Any athletes? Do you know athletes?
Not really. No, I'm sorry. I can't help you. I can tell you.
You're from Peru, so I mean, in the United States, you know, we love our athletes.
When there was the Olympics, of course I would go and I would get her autographs, especially those tall girls, you know, like when they come like either for basketball or representing the U.S. I mean, I'm excited to see them. And I always like, oh, my God, like have a picture or selfie with you. And that's very exciting.
So somebody typed in that John F. Kennedy Jr. would always come through Newark. And I was, have you ever saw him when he came through?
I think so, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how about with the wanding, you know, when the wanding people?
Oh, I told you, Dr. Carey, I told you, I've been mooned twice in Newark.
Mooned?
Mooned, like basically pull down their pants and show me they're behind. It has happened to me twice.
Twice.
And then, I don't know if you can see this.
Yes. I can see.
Especially after September 11th, it was mandatory to wan passengers.
Uh-huh.
This lady said, I'm not going to do it. I said, it's mandatory. You have to if you want to get on the plane. And she says to me, what is it you want to see? This? She pulled on her pants and her panties. Oh. There were adults with children covering the kids' faces. Oh. Let's get out of here. So I'm not making this up. I mean, you can't make this up. It happened. There was another guy missing a connection. We went on the car to try to get him, but sometimes if the tower does not give you the extra time, the hold for any passengers, you have to close on time. And we told the passenger there is a possibility, unfortunately, there is a possibility that you might miss the flight. When we got to the gate, it was pushed off.
Ooh.
He cursed. He pulled down his pants. He was a 71-year-old man. Maybe had a couple of drinks. I don't know, but it's on my book.
Wow. We're talking with Carlos Sualdo. Airport stories, hysterical stories written in cartoon form about things that happen in the airport. This is Dr. Kerry Gell for Open Your Eyes Radio. Today we're having some humor. Humor is always good for your health. We'll be right back.
Healthcare has become impersonal, too complicated, and time-consuming. The Apple Valley Eye Care Team wants to be your family's all-encompassing eye care professional. Our advanced technology and comprehensive eye exams enable the Apple Valley Eye Care Team to detect changes early for the best care. Conveniently located off Cedar and 147th Street, with easy and flexible scheduling, Apple Valley Eye Care wants to be your family's go-to for all things eyes. Search Apple Valley Eye Care and schedule an appointment today.
Does your eye supplement have all three macular carotenoids? Hi, it's Dr. Kerry Gill, host of Open Your Eyes Radio. What sets MacuHealth apart from other eye supplements is the inclusion of the third essential carotenoid, mesozeaxanthin. Numerous peer-reviewed studies prove that supplementing with all three macular carotenoids guards the eyes against oxidative stress, free radicals, and harmful blue light more than taking lutein and zeaxanthin alone. MacuHealth nourishes and replenishes the macular pigment so patients can maintain a lifetime of retinal health, also protecting against eye disease such as age-related macular degeneration, improves visual performance, and reduces eye strain and fatigue. And for patients with advanced macular degeneration, there's MacuHealth Plus, a supplement based on the AREDS2 formula. It also has mesozeaxanthin and a lower, safer level of zinc. To learn more about MacuHealth's innovative line of supplements, visit MacuHealth.com. MacuHealth, nutrition you can see.
Do you feel like your route to retirement is filled with detours and road construction? Pull over and tune into Your Clear Path to Retirement with Taylor Sundeen and Corey Zafke. Taylor's a certified financial planner and Corey's a wealth advisor. And together they founded Clear Path Wealth Advisors. They'll help you see the bigger vision of what's possible and efficiently chart your course so you can enjoy your retirement journey.
Tune in to Your Clear Path to Retirement every Sunday morning at 8 on AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hear you here. It is critical we keep AM radio in all cars and all trucks. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for news, weather, and opinion. AM is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping you advised of threatening weather conditions and amber alerts. Text AM to the number 52886. Tell Congress that we need AM radio in our cars. Again, text AM to the number 52886. Standard message and data rates may apply.
Does your child wear glasses to see clearly at a distance? Did you know there are special contact lenses they can wear to alleviate this problem and promote their ocular health as they grow older? The team at Apple Valley Eye Care have expertise in myopia management, and they work with top industry leaders. Call the Apple Valley Eye Care team and make an appointment to see how they can help your loved ones now. Apple Valley Eye Care has appointments available, so search Apple Valley Eye Care and call today. That's Apple Valley Eye Care.
We're back with Carlos Sualdo, Airport Stories. Carlos, if people want to get your book, how can they do it?
Well, the best way, I didn't want to go through Amazon, maybe not yet, because this is a personal accomplishment. I was not looking for money. I just wanted to show what I have experienced. But because of the demand, like 1,000 copies went, like sold out almost in 4 weeks, then I need to publish more books, Airport Stories 2, and I also need a second edition of Airport Stories. So they can contact me. As of now, I have my information. I don't know if you can see or you can share it.
Up a little higher. There we go. Yep, just leave it there. So, and if you could read that off, because it, you can't see it too good. If
okay.
You could read it off.
They need to, I'll make publish my phone number. It's 908-875-7862. And they can send me a text message, and they can send me an, through the text message, I can respond. I know who am I speaking with and get an address. Because Dr. Carey, they have 5 accounts already on my name collecting money for this book. Fake accounts.
Oh, fake accounts. Oh, boy. Okay, so contact Carlos directly. Now, I want to get into some inside baseball stuff for at the airport. How, we talked about marshals before. How often is there a marshal on a plane?
That people- I'm not really sure, but their presence is high.
And
sometimes because of security, we cannot release that information, right?
Sure.
And about changing seats either, so we don't touch that. It's very.
And typically, the flight attendants know who the marshal.
Oh,
is.
Oh yes, yes.
So they do. They know who they are.
The crew needs to know. Yes.
So the crew knows, yes. And how much control do they have over how quick the flight is? Like I told the story before where my flight was, usually it's 2 hours and 15 minutes. They've done it in 3 hours. They did it in an hour and 45 when that that kid was on the plane that was having the issue. How do they decide how fast a plane could go and they could get you there a little quicker?
It all depends. I mean, the tower controls things, right? But every airline tries to be on time, punctual, because we get penalized, but there is a problem. It's not good for us to be late. Every airline, every carrier tries to be on time. It's kind of our reputation, and it is. And I believe everybody, it's all about teamwork, the tower, supervisors, gate agents, people who work in the kitchen, everybody. It's all about getting together and get the work done on time. That is, if you're, let me tell you, your attendance needs to be good. If not, you will get fired.
And does the hub, like in Newark, it's United, and I believe in Atlanta, it's Delta. Do the hubs get priority for their planes to take off on time versus some of the small carriers?
It might be, but I'm not in the position to say that. I cannot answer that question now. But then, some people are under the impression, like, for example, oh, you only have 8 passengers, that's why you canceled. And that's not true. There are other reasons sometimes. Sometimes it's weather. There's air traffic control, so we can't control the weather. And then they restrict the number of flights. Sometimes everything is based on safety.
And you told a little story in your book about a pregnant woman sitting in the exit.
Oh, yeah, she got offended. We were in a rush. I didn't want to have my flight delay. The girl comes to me and said, I said, why didn't you close the door? At that time, because I believe the policy has changed. I believe now you can be pregnant and be in the exit row. At that time, it wasn't. So I said to her, what's the problem? I said, she's pregnant. And I said, okay, so what's wrong? Can you please tell her to change? Okay, I have no problem. I just rushed and went to her and said, I'm sorry, miss. I mean, you're pregnant. You cannot sit in the X row. I'll get another seat. I will get another seat for you. She was mad as hell. She said to me, I'm not pregnant. I need to talk to your supervisor. Okay, I do apologize. We need to close. I left. What was I going to say? I'm sorry. I mean,
what happened when the supervisor came by?
No, there was no time. We just closed the door.
Oh, you left it.
She could have written a common card or something. I never heard about her. But then, there were situations, yes, that we couldn't close the door because the guys sitting in the middle was taking space from the other two guys on the left and on the right. I remember flying to Puerto Rico, and then he was we needed to accommodate the passenger on a different flight. And he said, okay. He did apologize. He said, it's my fault. I know I shouldn't have bought only one seat. But I do not appreciate everybody here on the plane that is calling me gordo, which is gordo in Spanish, is fat boy. He didn't speak English, but he understood gordo for him means fat boy. I said, I'm sorry. I do apologize, but I will need to accommodate you. And well, I have another flight. Luckily, there was another flight. So I had to do it.
This
is not discrimination. I mean, the person in the aisle and the person in the window, right? Sitting at the window. So window and aisle, they were not comfortable. They were telling me, Carlos, I pay for one seat, not half a seat. They were upset. And the heavy boy understood, and he was very nice with me. And he understood. Now that he just told me, just tell him to stop calling me gordo. Okay, I said, okay.
What happens when people are sitting in the back, they don't have the extra room, and people recline their seat right in the lap of somebody and they start arguing? Have you had that happen?
I have people arguing like that, yes, but not really bad, no. But it does happen. I mean, some people are always happy. Some people are always complaining. They have the best. They complain of everything. Yes, and then once I was there.
And then
I told you about the vibrator, right?
Tell us about that. You didn't tell. I read it, but tell the audience about crazy things. Those bags.
I was about to close the flight. Then the ramp agent shows up and said, "I'm sorry, Carlos, because you can't close. Why can't I close the door? There is a bag that is shaken. It is Mrs. Jones. Okay, call her." So I called the girl, the lady. She came up to the front of the aircraft door. And she told me, I can't talk to you. I need to talk to a woman. I said, there's no time. You need to talk to me. It's a security issue. Then she was embarrassed. She covered her face. And she said, oh, my God. Yes, it's my vibrator. And this happens very often.
It does happen often.
Yes. In baggage claim, everywhere, at the gate. Because when I shared my story, more than a couple of friends told me, oh, that happened to me too. That's so typical. Oh, yes, it does happen.
And does that happen when they're going through security?
It should be allowed to get through, but then not to have it on and active, right? Vibrating. I said to my friend, take this as an educational experience. Remove the batteries when you take it.
Oh, my goodness. That is a crazy story. So, as we're finishing up, we got about a minute and 20 seconds. Do you have one last quick story for us?
Me?
One last quick story. Do you have a quick story?
Yes, I can tell you one. Oh, this one here.
Uh-huh.
You remember me in that one?
I do.
Okay. So the passenger rushes to check in, and she's going to the Bahamas.
Uh-huh.
So he got a driver's license from New Jersey, and he wanted to fly to the Bahamas. So my coworker told him, you need a passport. He said, don't be ridiculous. I'm only going to an island. I said, okay, you're only going to an island that is not in the United States of America, so you do need a passport.
We're going to cut it off right there. We got about 30 seconds left. Carlos, I want to thank you for joining me today. People that want to buy your book, how can they do it? Show us your book. Show us how they can buy it. They want to buy it. Tell us how to do it. Tell us.
Okay. My phone number is 908-875-7862. They need to send me a text or a WhatsApp message.
This is Dr. Kerry Gill for Open Your Eyes Radio and AM 1280 The Patriot. We'll see you next week. Thank you, Carlos.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Staples is serious about gaming. And during Staples Black Friday holiday deals, we're even serious-er. Save $50 on the Xbox Series S with 3-month Game Pass Ultimate Bundle, now just $249.99 at Staples. Plus, the Emerge Vortex Gaming Chair is only $119.99, a savings of $140. Discover serious savings on gaming today at Staples. Xbox offer available online in select stores only while supplies last. Limit 1. Ends 11/27. Share offer in store only. Ends 11/25.
At Ulta Beauty's Black Friday sale, I get up to 50% off all week long on over 275 can't-miss deals. Starting November 19th, shop 40% off stunning Morphe eyeshadow palettes and 50% off select Tula skincare products. Plus, starting Tuesday, shop $12 mascaras from brands like Tarte, Benefit, and Fenty, and $12 lippies from brands like Lancome and Kylie Cosmetics. Hurry in store or place your online pickup order today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
AM 1280, The Patriot is...
You know AAA can pull you out of a ditch and jump your battery, but we can also help you save on home and auto insurance, take the hassle out of planning your next vacation, and get you exclusive discounts on entertainment, shopping, restaurants, and more. What are you waiting for? Join today at AAA.com/radio for just $54. Plus, for a limited time, get a second household membership for free.